This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope your morning's starting well. And, you know, sometimes when we start a new day, we just are so full of enthusiasm about the day that's coming up. We're positive. But for some of us, we are struggling. And a new day isn't a positive, exciting thing. It's like, oh no, another day. Because we know that so much is wrong in our spiritual lives, and maybe spiritual failure has led to things that have impacted our relationships and other significant areas of our lives, and so we struggle even in the morning. Well, I want to say to you, there is hope, and don't despair. We're talking all this week about how to respond to our own spiritual failure. And we saw, first of all, that we should not stay away from God's Word. We should open God's Word, the Bible, each day when we're struggling like that. Let God speak to us. It may even be painful sometimes, but that's still the best thing we can do. And then when you're facing that kind of a situation, not try to pretend to God everything's all good, everything's okay, and not to pretend to yourself either, but rather to open your heart to God. And even today, open your heart to God. It's better to make things right with Him now and to allow Him to begin doing His work in your life. And thirdly, we talked about how important it is to recognize who it is who stands before God the Father on your behalf, and that is Jesus Himself, the Son of God. He is our great high priest, the one who represents us to God. He is there talking to God on your behalf when you come to make things right with God. And so you can really come. Don't give up on your faith. In fact, it's your relationship with Jesus that is your hope in this difficult time in your life. And then today, I want to go to the next verse in this passage in Hebrews 4 in the Bible. It goes on to say, "For we do not have a high priest," remember that Jesus is the high priest representing us to God the Father, "for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." So, Jesus, who you're going to come to make things right with God, He understands our weaknesses. You know, when you're going through a hard time and a painful time, a difficult time, and you want someone close to you who's going to help you through it, you don't want someone who's far away who's going to write you an encouraging email. You want someone right there in the room with you, someone who understands what you're talking about, who can feel the reality of what you're on about, and that person is Jesus Himself. He came into our world, lived life as a person who was constantly rejected by the people around Him, whose family often rejected Him and thought He was crazy. He understands what you're going through. He's been tempted in every way like we are. He knows the power of that temptation, the way it pulls you. He never gave into it, but He understands the struggle with temptation. So you're coming to someone who really understands, and He's right there with you right now in your car as you're driving, or if you've just woken up and you're still lying in your bed, or if you're at your breakfast table, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, He is right there. He knows. He's not distant. He's not a God who is just far away. He's right there. He knows. He's lived the human life. He knows the pressures, the terrible stresses, family issues, whatever you're going through. You have someone right there with you who is not distant. He's not just writing you an email. He's there and He understands. So it's time to stop ignoring it, to stop running away from God, and recognize now is the time to come to God. There is Jesus waiting to help you make things right with God the Father. And when things become right with God, He gets involved in repairing your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.